in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Enlarge the place of thy tent, let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. It says, spear not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Verse 3. It says, for thou shalt break forth. This is a prophetic word for you in this season. It says, for thou shalt break forth. In this service, the Lord is releasing upon us the grace and the anointing for supernatural breaking forth. Are you listening? But you must press into it with your hunger. You must press into it with spiritual aggression. You can't be passive in this service, because we are about to enter into something. Am I communicating? You are about to enter into something. He said, for thou shalt break forth. It doesn't sound like gentleman language. It connotes spiritual violence. It connotes the use of force and power. There is an anointing to break forth. There is an anointing to burst forth. There is an anointing to break out. To break out of your current season, to break out of your current level, to break out of scarcity, debt, poverty, to break out of the present into the next level. There is an anointing to break into the new. Am I communicating? He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand. In other words, no more limitation. There is an anointing to break out of every cage, every prison house, anywhere Ayakila Barakata. There is an anointing to break out of limitations, chains, whatever has held you bound up till death. I'm telling you, there is an anointing to break out of it. He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. Listen. This anointing is coming upon us as individual, and it's coming upon us as a ministry. It's coming upon our business. It's coming upon our career. It's coming upon our jobs. It's coming upon our families. Everything connected, associated with you, will not escape this break forth unction. Are you listening? Bring down that volume. Kalido Balatia, we have come to be plucked into the pool of this break forth anointing. Kalido Barakataya. If after this service you are still the same, you remain in the same place. Listen, if after this service You are still where you used to be. It is your fault. Because there is an anointing to break out into a new season. Some of us, we will become global entities by the oppression of this breakthrough anointing. Your business is going global. Your business is becoming a global brand. It's a breakthrough unction. When I was preparing, the Lord said, the spell of smallness. Listen, this breakthrough anointing is breaking the spell of smallness. You know, listen. After this service, people won't be able to measure you again. They will not be able to measure your success. They will not be able to measure your greatness. They won't be able to measure your results. Unlimited breakthroughs. It will make you unlimited. He said, thou shalt break forth to the right, to the left, to the north, to the south. He said, you will spread abroad. By that anointing, you will spread abroad to the north, to the south. See, your influence is spreading abroad. Your impact is spreading abroad. The fame of you for the sake of the kingdom is spreading abroad. Suddenly, not just people, nations will be looking for you. The spotlight of favor by this anointing is resting on you. You are breaking out of smallness into greatness. By this breakthrough anointing, you are breaking out of every tight place. Listen, you may be listening to me right now, whether you are here or following online. You may be in a tight place. Financially, you are in a tight corner. In your business, in your job, in your career, in your ministry, in your family, in your marriage, you may be in a tight place, but by this breakthrough anointing that is coming upon you, it will break you out of every tight place. And you are stepping into your large place. It will break you out of every tight corner into your high place. You are riding upon your high places. Your feet are established on the mountaintop of life. You are breaking out of every tight place into your wealthy place. You are breaking out of every tight, financially tight place. Begging, borrowing. By this anointing, the yoke of financial hardship is broken to pieces. Listen to me. Anyone that is under the sound of my voice, I say it again. By this breakthrough anointing, you are breaking out of financial tightness. You are breaking into your wealthy place. I say you are breaking into your wealthy place. Kalido Balatia, there are people that are coming out of debt. Instanta. By this breakthrough anointing, the yoke of debt, the yoke of chronic indebtedness, it is broken. Malaya, suddenly, from a borrower, you are becoming a lender. Suddenly, from a borrower, you are becoming a lender. You will not just lend to individuals, you will lend to nations. From a debtor, you
creditor.
Malaya gaba sataya. No more smallness. No more small results. No more small small money. Hey, yeah. You have left your former level. I welcome you on board to your high places, to your large place. You are entering into your Rehoboth, for the Lord has made room for you, and you shall be fruitful. You shall multiply. Get ready for exponential increase, exponential growth, explosive growth, explosions on every side. In the name of Jesus. This breakthrough anointing is the anointing for supernatural enlargement, supernatural expansion. Palakido kabakatai, likoto sebeleteya, magapora. Anything associated with you cannot be small again. It can never be small again. Somebody's business is spreading all over Nigeria, Africa, all over the world. International partners and customers, they will begin to look for you within and outside Nigeria. Clients will patronize your product. They will patronize your services. In the name of Jesus. He said, for thou shalt break forth. It's not an advice. It's not a suggestion. It's a sovereign decree. Kalido sebilatia mandekeba. It's a prophetic decree. It's a command. Palatizo balatai. For thou shalt break forth. Mandekeba. I just saw something. Some people are breaking forth into multiple millions and billions. Before December 31st, I prophesy you shall be a celebrated multimillionaire. Listen, no more limits on your finances. From the realm of hundreds of thousands, you will begin to control multi-million nairas. You begin to see millions of dollars. Some of us, by this anointing, we are entering the billion flow. Did you hear what I said? Not the one that you enter. You see small million today with one leg. You come out later. You go back to hundreds of thousands and thousands, tens of thousands. I'm talking of being established permanently in the realm of multiple millions, hundreds of millions, tens of millions, and billions. Yay! Not just naira, dollars, euros, pounds, sterling. Malagabaya. Kiloboko sekete. Listen, I know you apply principle, but listen, some of this is how some of you will enter the billion flow. It's going to be that by the workings of miracles. You didn't hear me. By the workings of, you won't be able to explain it. Kalatizo balatia. You'll be able to explain it. Unexplainable but undeniable. It's going to be undeniable. Inexplicable but undeniable. Suddenly, when they are counting the multimillionaires in Nigeria, they will include your name. You are changing financial status by this anointing. This breakthrough anointing is changing your financial condition. It's changing your account statement, account balance. It's changing your investment portfolio. It's changing. Malashile pirekida agabalakude kelepelete embrakata sabalata. You are leaving the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. By this anointing, you are breaking forth from scarcity into surplus. From scarcity into surplus. Enter the realm of abundance. Enter the realm of surplus supernatural supplies. This is a divine encounter service. This is how we enter things, so by prophetic impartations. You are riding upon the wings of prophecy tonight into your wealthy place. You know, Saul left his father's house. He went looking for his father's missing donkey, asses, and he collided with Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel told him, he said, you are looking for your father's missing, and God is looking for you, looking for your head to pour the kingship anointing. And then from that one divine encounter, Saul, the son of Kish, the donkey seeker, became Saul, the first king of Israel. Malakude kebalakida. And he told him, that as soon as you are gone from me, this and this and this will happen. By the time he got to the last sign that Prophet Samuel gave him, he met a company of prophets. Let me tell you, atmospheres have prophetic implication. It's not Babalawo house you enter. This is not a shrine. If you enter the shrine of a real native doctor, demons must follow you back home. You must come under demonic influence. You have come under a prophetic atmosphere, a Holy Ghost atmosphere, innumerable company of angels. And how can your life remain the same? Malika Bakata, even your smell has changed. I say, even your smell has changed. He said, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. You begin to smell the blessing. You will begin to smell favor. You are wearing favor like a perfume. You are wearing the blessing like a perfume. You are wearing a new status. Mashalabaka satai. Monde kebalakadai. He said, you shall come into the company of prophets. They will be prophesying. And it shall come to pass that prophetic ororo will rub on you. It will come upon you. And you will prophesy with them. And you shall be turned into another man. Kalido bagadai. Lepekete. Lagapora sabatai. Zebila kata. The atmosphere that turned you into another man. You came like a chicken. You came like a chicken. It will turn you into a lion. Your heart will be lionized. You came as a pauper. You live as a multi-billionaire. The atmosphere that changed you into another man. You came weak. You live with a strength greater than that of Samson. Malasulekedea. You came in sick. You live healed, whole and healthy. You came in mashilabatai. You came in debt. You live not as a debtor but as a lender. Atmospheres. Listen, If you think I'm just talking, you are joking. I came here with a breakthrough anointing. And the angels are here. As I'm talking, things are flying for your taking. They are flying. As many that are hungry to receive. As many with your faith, with your hand of faith, you collect your own.
As I'm talking, things are flying. There are distributions going on. Angels, listen.
One of the things the Lord told me is that by this breakthrough anointing, He said there are many people that are entering into their inheritance. I heard it clearly. They are entering, you are entering into your inheritance. The ones you were supposed to enter since January, this is which month? All the ones that the enemy have held back, all the ones that have been delayed, by this breakthrough anointing, your 2 feet will be established permanently in your inheritance. You are stepping into your inheritance. You begin to make unstoppable progress. You begin to prosper unstoppable prosperity. Shakalevo Rabalagadaya. Unstoppable progress. Speedy supernatural progress. Divine acceleration. You are entering into your inheritance. All those hanging prophecies from January till date, by this breakthrough anointing, you are entering into their fulfillment. It's an anointing for divine performance. It's an anointing for speedy supernatural performance of hanging prophecies, hanging promises. Oh yes. He says, by this breakthrough anointing, you are entering into the full fulfillment of prophecies. All the ones that have been hanging in the air, in the realm of the spirit. All those prophecies and promises you have been waiting for. This is the breakthrough anointing. You are breaking into their fulfillment. By this encounter, this anointing coming on you. You have entered. You have entered. You have entered the fulfillment of prophecy. He said, blessed is she that believes. For there shall be a performance. It's a season of divine performance. A performance of prophecies. Performance of God's promises. Somebody listening to me, people are owing you money. By this breakthrough anointing, after this service, they will pay you your money. They will be compelled to pay you your money. Even the ones that have refused to pay, by this breakthrough anointing, they will pay you with interest. We are entering into things, so we are entering into things. Malatiza, by a mighty hand, by a mighty hand, by God's outstretched hand. We are entering into our inheritance. We are entering into the fulfillment of prophecies. No more delays. You will not be denied anymore. Listen, by this breakthrough anointing, your days of delays, your days of denials, your days of disappointments, your days of dejection, they have expired. I said they have expired. No more demonic delays. They are judged. No more denials. Nobody can deny you that which belongs to you. You are entering into things. You are entering into your inheritance. It's going to be an avalanche of testimonies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You might be seated. We are trying to start. An end has come. I repeat this prophetic word for double emphasis. An end has come to every form of delay, denial, disappointment. Are you listening? An end has come to every form of delay, denial, disappointment, dejection, and even depth in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Break forth. Isaiah 54 verse 2. This is a break forth service. It's a prophetic service. We are breaking out of the old into the new. We are breaking out of our present level into the next level. Am I communicating? Breaking out of the current season into a brand new season. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Verse 3. He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. You see, you are entering into your inheritance. Anything that belongs to you, that the enemy is in possession of, by this anointing, the enemies will be defeated and dislodged, and God will establish you, the real owner. He will establish you in your inheritance. It's a mountain of release of divine inheritance. Thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17. It says, but when the Philistine heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. Verse 18. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Raphaim. Raphaim, in the Hebrew, one of the meaning is giants. Okay, giants. Giants, you see. There are some giants that are occupying the land. Kilobosa, help that person. The hand of God is upon her. You are entering something. You are entering something. You are entering something. Bring her for me. Bring her for me. The hand of God is upon her. Libo kosebelegedia. La prakatosketila. Bring her for me. Okay. Just bring her here. The name of Jesus. Every yoke of limitation, every barrier, every restriction, by this break forth anointing, I command them, break! Amen. Just leave her. He said, the Philistine also came and spread themselves in the valley of Raphaim. And I told you, Raphaim means giants. Okay, next verse. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistine? Will thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless, somebody say doubtless, I will doubtless deliver the Philistine into thy hand. Verse 20. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth. Somebody say broken forth. The Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. I have good news for you. In this season, the Lord of the breaks, the Lord of breakthrough, Baal Perazim. That's the meaning of Baal Perazim. The Lord of the breaks. The Lord in charge of breaking forth. The Lord in charge of breakthroughs. The Lord of the break is rising for you. Ah, I said the Lord of the breaks is rising for you. It doesn't matter the battles you are fighting. It doesn't matter who is fighting you. It doesn't matter the intensity of the battle. The Lord of the break is rising for you. And your victory is guaranteed. You are triumphing. You are coming out victorious. In the name of Jesus. This break forth anointing is what gives you victory in life's battle. It was what gave David the victory, the Lord of the break. He came with that break forth anointing and he crushed his enemies, the Philistine. He said, the Lord has broken forth upon mine. I prophesy, the Lord of the break is breaking forth upon your enemies. Is breaking forth upon your enemies. Is granting you victory in this season. In the name of Jesus. Kabale Kobasa. Micah chapter 2 verse 12. Micah 2 verse 12. Rodeke Sovelegida. Micah 2 12. He said, I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. He said, I will put them together. Listen to this, O. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise. By what? By reason of the multitude of men. This anointing for break forth, one of the operations and effect of the anointing is that it brings about ingathering of multitude. In this season, get ready for massive ingathering, supernatural increase. You saw from, God bless Pastor Mafeng for that powerful exhortation, that one of the synonyms of this breakthrough is increase, supernatural increase and multiplication. He said, by reason, they will make noise by reason of the multitude of men. Kasila Bakatai, we are gathering the spoils in this season. I say we are gathering the spoils in this season. We are gathering multitude of souls unto Jesus, multitude of souls into the kingdom, bringing about supernatural harvest. By this breakthrough anointing, we gather mega harvest in the name of Jesus. He said, by reason of the multitude of men. Next verse, 13. You now see the reason why verse 12. The reason for verse 12 is verse 13. He said, the breaker. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up. They have passed through the gate. He's talking of the children of Israel that were in captivity. He says the children of Israel were in captivity. Then the breaker, the Lord of the breaks, showed up. Listen, if you came here in any form of captivity, or maybe your family is in captivity, any form of bondage, captivity, chains, will not survive this breakthrough unction. Impossible. He said the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate. Hey, this anointing is opening gates. So it is opening doors. Doors in high places are opening for you by this breakthrough anointing. And it is opening city gates, gate to the nations. Malasudeke balakatana. Are you listening? Your influence and impact is spreading to the nations. The fame of you is spreading everywhere. He says they have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, the Lord on the head of them. Now give me this in amplified version. I like the way amplified put it. Watch this. Manta kebaya. He said the breaker, in bracket, the Messiah. Hey. And it was the Holy Spirit that made Jesus the Messiah, right? He said the Messiah, the messianic anointing, Kasule Balatia, will go up before them, and as a result, they will break through. Somebody say breakthrough. He's the Lord of the breaks. He said they will pass in through the gate and go out through it, and their king will pass on before them, the Lord at what? At their head. Now Isaiah 45 verse 1. You are passing it through. Listen, every closed door is opening by this breakthrough anointing. And every closed gate is opening wide for you in this season. And you are passing into them. You are passing through them to your next season. In the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Put your name there. Oh, yeah, read it. To Lucas Satlon. Whose right hand I am holding. God is the one holding your right hand. To subdue nations before him. Hey, by this anointing, nations are subdued under your feet. You didn't hear me. I said by this unction, nations are subdued before you. He said to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates. I told you, it's an unction that opens gates. This was the anointing that came upon King Cyrus, the Medes, that he was able to conquer Babylon. You know, Babylon had this very dangerous gate like that. Eh? The two leaf gates, the main gate to the city. If you read history, God needed to anoint King Cyrus. Eh? He was of the Medes. You know, it was the Medo-Persian Empire that conquered Babylon. Am I communicating? That anointing came upon him. That was why he was able to conquer Babylon. It opened the two leaf gates. Kalito Bakataya. Listen, in this season, impossible doors are opening for you. Even iron gates are opening of their own accord by this unction. He said, and we loose the loins of king, open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Next verse. I will go before thee, I will make the crooked places straight. This anointing will straighten your path. And I will break in pieces. Maga balaka tizo barakataya. Elefrekete. Did you see two things here? There are some gates and doors that God will open gently. Then there are doors that he will break to pieces. Do you understand? Especially those stubborn ones. Listen, every stubborn door or gate that have refused to open for you, this anointing will break it to pieces. I say it will break it to pieces. It will crush it to powder. He said, I will break to pieces the gate of brass, representing barriers and opposition. By this anointing, every barrier is broken. It is broken to pieces. Shackles are shattered. Palakataya. I will break in pieces the gate of brass. All those forces hindering you, God said he will break them to pieces. He will break them to pieces. Magapoletiza balatina. Randekepu rakataska. Braskatila kondrehetila. He said, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And when this is done, look at the result in verse 3. He said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. You see? In other words, the treasure was heavily defended by those gates of brass and bars of iron. God needed to break them, shatter them, and then release you into your financial inheritance. I will give thee the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Hidden riches of secret places. And then he said, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. The blessing that shows is about to land on you in this season. You are about to enter into sworn blessings. People will see visible evidence of the goodness of God upon your life. Your testimonies will make people follow you to serve your God. They will follow you to church to serve your God. By reason of what God will do in your life in this season. Malabakasaya. Very fast, what does it mean to break forth? Pastor Marvin has done a good job. I'll just add one or two things. What does it mean to break forth? What does it mean to break forth? What does it mean to break forth? That same Isaiah 54 verse 3. It says, for thou shalt break forth. Somebody say, break forth. Break forth. The Hebrew word parats actually is spelled as parats. That's the Hebrew word translated break forth. It's a special anointing. That parats anointing is coming upon you. And that's what is coming upon you in this city. The break forth unction. It's from the Hebrew word parats. Let's look at this, the meaning of that word and the synonym. Number one, parats means to break out. It means to break out. Next, it means to break through. To break through. Next, it means to break over. To break over limits. You can put limits in brackets. So it's the anointing to help you break limits. Am I communicating? You break over. Break over limits. Next, parats means to break down barriers. Put barriers in bracket. It means to break down. To break down in bracket barriers. So if there is any barrier and opposition before you, this is the anointing you use to break them down, to crush them, to bury opposition. Next, parats means to break out. To break out. Glory to God. By that anointing, you are breaking out of obscurity into limelight. I say you are breaking out of obscurity into limelight. Amen. Suddenly the spotlight is on you. The spotlight of favor. The spotlight of influence and visibility. That's the anointing that enables you to break out of smallness into greatness. To break out of every box, every prison, every prison. This is the prison break anointing. You remember Paul and Silas? This was what God released to. When the presence of God came down, there was an earthquake. It was the break forth anointing. It was this parats anointing that blasted open the prison doors. And all their chains and everything, bands were loosed. Am I communicating? You break out of every prison, break out of every confinement. You break out of every cage. Anywhere they cage you, they cage your progress. You break out of every cocoon. Malagabagadagabrakatai. You break out of your current or present level into a new level. You break out of your current season into a new season. Malekosetela. You break out of every tight place into your wealthy place. You break out of every tight place into your high place. You break out of every tight place into your large place, your Rehoboth. Wide open space. That's the anointing. You break out of the realm of non-entity into a global entity. You break out of obscurity into notoriety. Glory to God. So we are looking at the meaning of parats, break forth. We say it means to break out, to break through, to break over limits, to break down barriers, to break out violently. And it connotes the use of violence. You break out violently, not gently. Because Satan is not a gentleman. Hallelujah. You break into new realms. You break into your next level. You break into new things. Am I communicating? New dimensions. New anointings. New graces. New manifestations. Lekobo Rabagadaya. Are you listening? The break forth anointing. That word parats also means to break up. To break up. He said the breaker, you see that in Micah 2 verse 3, 13, we read earlier. He said the breaker is come up before them and they have what? Broken up. So it means to break up. It also means to break in pieces. Perhaps also means to break in pieces. We saw it in Isaiah 45 verse 2. He said, I will break in pieces the gate of brass. All those barriers and opposition. God is judging them, breaking them in pieces. Limitations are lifted. Barriers are broken. Restrictions and resistances, they are removed. Shackles are shattered. The siege is lifted. You see, it makes you unstoppable. Am I communicating? That word parats also means to break away. To break away. To break open. It also means to break open. This is the anointing that breaks open doors and gates. It broke open the prison door that they put Paul and Silas. Am I communicating? To break open doors, break open opportunity, doors of opportunities, financial doors. I will come to that. Because one of the things God said, this anointing will do, is that it's breaking open financial doors for you. Amen. And it's breaking the yoke of financial hardship, lack, and scarcity. It will break open doors, financial doors, doors of victory, success, promotion, doors of opportunities, they are opening for you. Doors of increase are opening for you. Business doors, doors in your career, in your job. I'm telling you, they are opening for you.
Amen.
Even gates are opening. Even iron gates. Can you remember when they put Peter in prison? And the church interceded for Peter. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12 verse 5. But Peter was kept in prison. But prayer was made for Peter without ceasing of the church. And as a result of that prayer, heaven sent angels of deliverance. The angel of the Lord went and then tapped Peter. He was sleeping. Tapped him. Light shone and the chain fell off. He got up. That was the anointing that opened the gate. When they got to the main gate, apart from the gate of the door of the prison, when they got to the main gate that led to the city, the Bible says it was an iron gate. The Bible says it opened of their own accord. Somebody say they break forth unction. You are living here without parats anointing. It is breaking open gates and doors. Labatesido kapata. That word parats also means to burst out. To burst out. To burst out. Burst out of every enclosure. Burst out of every confinement. It means to burst open. Burst open. The word parats also means to spread abroad. We saw it in Genesis chapter 28 verse 14. Pastor Mafeng read it earlier. That encounter, you remember the popular Jacob's ladder? When he saw in that his dream, the angels, a ladder whose top reached to heaven, the angels of God ascending and descending on the ladder, and God stood, and God called to him, say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You remember that divine encounter? And in that encounter, look at what God told Jacob. He said, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, thou shalt spread abroad. Is that what parats? You can read it this way, thou shalt break forth abroad. It's the same word. So the word parats, translated break forth in Isaiah 54 verse 3, is the same word translated spread abroad in Genesis 28:14. So to break forth also means to spread abroad. Am I communicating? To spread abroad. To spread abroad. In influence, in impact, to spread abroad. In visibility, to spread abroad. Am I communicating? Your business spread abroad. Mashakabakasaya. It also means to scatter. To scatter abroad. To distribute. Parats also means to distribute. It's the anointing for distribution. Distribution. To distribute. To disperse. So it means to spread abroad, to scatter, to distribute, to disperse. Glory to God. To disperse. It also means to grow and increase. It's the anointing for supernatural growth, increase and multiplication. You see that in Genesis 30 verse 30. We read it earlier. Pastor Mafeng read it earlier. Genesis 30, 30. Let's look at it again. Parats anointing is the anointing for supernatural what? Growth, multiplication, and increase. Listen, oh. Nothing you do will be small again. Amen. Anything you get involved in will continually multiply, amen, increase, grow. Am I communicating? Anything you touch must work. Amen. Nothing fails in your hands anymore. Amen. Whatever you do shall prosper. Amen. By this anointing. Am I communicating? Nothing dies in your hands. Nothing fails in your hands. Nothing can remain small or remain the same in your hand. It must increase. It must grow. It must multiply. You see, you need, spiritual things work with a consciousness. What you are not conscious of cannot work for you. I'm conscious of these things, and that is why it's working for me. Am I communicating? You need to be conscious of what you have entered today. The problem is some people can leave this service, they will continue their life as normal. They will forget that the parat anointing came upon them in this service. Instead of you to return to your business with this parat anointing and watch how things will supernaturally increase, your sales, your customers, everything on the increase. Am I communicating? Expansion, enlargement, explosion. That will become your testimony. Be conscious of it. Be conscious of it. Genesis 30:30, he says, for it was little which thou hast before I came. This is the testimony of Jacob. He served and worked for Laban, Laban Business Enterprise. even though Laban dealt with him. He said, it was little you had before I came. You see, Jacob, because he was the carrier of the blessing of Abraham, this Parat's anointing was upon him. So, even though he was an employee, because of his presence in Laban's business and Laban's company, look at it. The Parat's anointing on him brought about supernatural increase in Laban's business. Oh. Hey, yeah. See, the world is not blessed too. We are the ones that are blessed. We are the ones that carry the blessing for supernatural increase, growth, and multiplication. We are the ones that carry it into the systems of this world, into the businesses, the workplaces. Am I communicating? We are the carrier of the blessing. That was what was happening here. You see, it was little Laban had before Jacob came. And it is now, somebody say now, it is now increased unto a multitude. The Hebrew word increased there is parat. So it's the operation of the breakthrough anointing. Am I communicating? Your business will never be little again. It will never be small again. Go back and release this parat anointing on it. And the Lord had blessed this since my coming. You see? It's just like Pharaoh. Potiphar. Potiphar and Potiphar's household, Potiphar's business was blessed because of Joseph. Who brought in the blessing? Joseph. The same thing here. Laban's business prospered. Who brought in the blessing? Jacob. The blessing that brought increase, that brought breaking forth, that made his business to break forth. Now, give me verse 43. Verse 43. That same Genesis 30, verse 43. 43. Kalebo Sabata. I need some speed, though. He said, the man increased exceedingly. Is that what parat for increase? He increased exceedingly. The anointing makes you to increase exceedingly. And had much cattle, maid servant, men servant, camel, and horses. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
We are looking at the word break forth in Hebrew, parat. Give me that Isaiah 54 verse 3 in Message translation. Give me Message translation. Message translation. He said, you are going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You are going to take over. Somebody say take over. He said, you are going to take over whole nations. So, listen, oh, that word break forth, parat, also means to take over nations. It is the takeover unction. It is the takeover anointing. Am I communicating? To take over whole nations for the kingdom. Higher. To reap the harvest of nations. Am I communicating? To take over whole territories. Take over whole nations. We are taken over by this breakthrough unction. It is the takeover anointing. We are taking over the systems. We are taking over the seven mountains. We are taking over the media world. We are taking over the mountain of politics and government. It is the takeover. That was what came upon Joseph. He took over. He became prime minister of the then world power, Egypt. That was what came on Daniel. He took over Babylon. Am I communicating? I say we are taking over.
Amen.
The business mountain, we are taking over.
Amen.
Mashallah bakasaya. Taking over the money mountain. Taking over the medical mountain. The medical world. Kebora bakasaya. The sporting industry. The music industry. Name it. It's a takeover anointing. I like this scripture. Okay, Joshua 19:47. Let me show you something here. Joshua 19:47. It said the coast of the children of Dan. I read this scripture some years back. After reading it, I was just laughing. He said the coast of the children of Dan went too little for them. Look at it. Their coast went too little for them. They didn't just remain complacent and say it is okay. Look at what they did. You are the one that decides the size of your inheritance. I'm telling you the truth. It's not God. God has already given you everything. But you decide. See, you need a lion heart to enjoy your lion share. You must insist on what belongs to you. There has to be a continual insistence. You must demand your rights. Tell your neighbor, demand your rights. Anything that does not look like your inheritance in Christ in your life, don't tolerate it. Anything you tolerate will remain. Am I communicating? Stop pampering that pain, that sickness. Stop pampering poverty, lack, borrow. You know, see, get angry. There's what we call holy anger. It should rise up in you. Anything that does not look like part of your inheritance in Christ is not supposed to be part of your life. Is sickness part of our inheritance in Christ? Is poverty part of it? Failure? Am I communicating? Oppression. Masquerade pursue you in the dream today. Tomorrow they are chasing you with cutlass. And you are tolerating it. Spirit husband, incubus and succubus. Harassing you sexually in your dream. You sleep, you come and sleep with you. You see? Your eyes never read well. Hiya. Is it Jacob? How did you put it? Judah is a lion's web. A couch is stoop. Who shall rouse him? Who won't die? He said his eyes shall be red with wine. Hiya. There is a brand of wine you take, your eyes is red. Even demons, they know, they go advise themselves. Am I communicating? Even in your dream, your spiritual condition will show. Yes. Your spiritual state will show even in your dream. If you are living in fear, it will show in your dream. You can't hide it too. Malaga bataya. See, you need to react against oppression. React violently against every form of satanic oppression, whether in your body or in your dream. Or in your life, any form of demonic oppression, don't tolerate it. React violently against it. That's the guarantee for your liberation. And use your authority in Christ and crush it. Break it. Am I communicating? They press your neck today. You didn't see anything. Tomorrow they will slap you in your dream. I'm telling you the truth. Then you wake up, you see Yoruba mark. Is that not how some people got incurable migraine headache? Somebody knocked them in their dream. They woke up with one terrible headache. They took all the Panadol, you no go. Took even ibuprofen, you no go. Took all the drug, the things today. You have not reacted violently enough. Kapalata. There was a time as a medical student in Jute, I think I was in either 500 level or so, 400-500 level. I was having malaria. I was sick. I had to leave ward rounds. I couldn't stand like this. If I start, I want to fall down and faint. You know all those malaria symptoms, weakness, headache, all those. I entered car. Then Jute was in terminus. They've not moved to Lamingo then. I was in the car. It's all this commercial car going to village hostel. And while we were going on the road, I didn't know, I just vomited. I didn't know when I threw up in the car. People were now saying, yeah, sorry, oh. Say, make you go jute now. Me that was coming from Jute. I'm not saying it's bad. Go to the hospital. I'm not saying going to the hospital is bad. Eh? But I was working on something. Hey, sorry. I managed. We went back. I was staying in village hostel. When I got home, I just locked my door. I said, this malaria, I knew the diagnosis. I said, this malaria, one thing must happen. I'm going to pray now. Eh? And as I pray, this malaria will leave me. Eh? Or me, I will leave the malaria. One must happen. See, you need to be violent sometimes. Am I communicating? I started blasting in tongues. I generated fire. Even me, I was having fever when I started praying. And then another fire was generated. Fever is fire. Your body is usually hot, Nabi. The fire power of the prayer swallowed up the fire from the fever. Fire past fire. Eh? When I was done, I started sweating. Huh? And from fever, I was now feeling cold. And then I slept off after that prayer. When I woke up, I was totally healed. Totally. That was the end. Am I communicating? See, sometimes you need to be violent. You pray in tongues, you start declaring your healing based on the word of God. You carry those healing scriptures, you start releasing them like missile. Am I communicating? You release that healing power. Pakataya. Lekota. You make it available in the place of prayer. Then you release it with your mouth, your words. Because you direct the power of God with your words. It will heal your body. Praise God. Malakos Keteya. And that was the end of. Today, they give you injection. Yeah. Tomorrow, another one here. Only you, less than 1 week, 10 injection. When will you grow? Anything you tolerate will remain. You need to become violent sometimes. It says the cost of the children of Dan went too little for them. Instead of them to accept it and tolerate it, they say no. Therefore, the children of Dan went up to fight. It takes a fight for things to change. Every situation is changeable by a fight. Every situation is fightable and changeable. If you are tired of where you are, get ready to fight your way out. Break out of it through a fight. Am I communicating? You must have a fighting spirit, or else you remain in one spot. He said they went up to fight against Leshem and took it. For you to take over, you must fight. There is no takeover without warfare. Am I communicating? And when you fight with this parat's anointing, it guarantees victory. He said they took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and dwelt therein and called it what? Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. Can you see? They enlarged the size of their inheritance by engaging in a fight. Am I communicating? I meditated on this and wisdom came to me. Spiritual aggression is the key to territorial expansion. Did you write it very bold? Spiritual aggression is the key to what? Territorial takeover and territorial expansion. Makapora kapataya. It's an apostolic spirit. You can't be comfortable in one place, one spot, all the time. Small, little, small, little. The breakthrough anointing will swallow up little. It will swallow, it will fight smallness. He said, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one a strong nation. Isaiah 60. Verse 22. A little one shall become a what? Thousand. By this anointing. A little one shall become thousand. Aya. I prophesy by this Paras anointing, you are becoming 1,000 times more. I say you are becoming 1,000 times more. Supernatural increase, enlargement, expansion, explosive growth. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one a strong nation. Aya. Individuals are becoming like nations. Individuals are becoming like institutions by the operation of the Paras anointing. It says, I, the Lord, we hasten it in his time. Hallelujah. Then look at Joshua 17:14. It's the takeover anointing. Joshua 17:14. The children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people? For as much as the Lord had blessed me hitherto. These are the children of Joseph complaining to Joshua. Say, why did you give us only one lot, one portion to inherit? Seeing that God, we are a great people, God has blessed us so far. Look at verse 15. And Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself deer in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants. This Paras anointing will make you a giant killer, a giant slayer. Kalebokosa. You will bring down every Goliath, every giant in your promised land. You break them down. Am I communicating? That was how David brought down Goliath. Something was on him. He says, deal with the giants. If Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. Somebody is coming out of narrow places. So. Amen. Next verse. He said, and the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. Somebody is leaving the realm of not enough. Somebody is leaving the realm of not enough into the realm of more than enough. He said, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and are towns, and they are of the valley of Jezreel. Next verse. It says, and Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even unto Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art a great people and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only. Next verse. Shakabataya. But the mountain shall be thine. I prophesy, take over your mountain. Amen. Say like Caleb, give me this mountain. I can handle the giants. Doesn't matter the children of the Anakim there. Give me this mountain. He said, the mountain shall be thine. The mountain of politics shall be yours. The mountain of economy shall be yours. The mountain of education is yours. The mountain of media is yours. The mountain of art and entertainment is yours. The music industry, the movie industry, the mountains are yours. The seven mountains, mountain of family, name them. He said, the mountain shall be thine. Aya, Keborakapata, Balatizo Brekete. For it is a wood, thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites. Aya, you are driving out all the rebel holders of your inheritance. All those illegal occupants of the mountain, you are driving them out. Total takeover. He said, though they have iron chariots, it doesn't matter their weapons. It doesn't matter how formidable the enemy is. What is on us is greater. They that be for us are more than they that be with them. Am I communicating? Shataya. They have iron chariots though. He said, though they be strong. Some of us are taking over formidable cartels. Amen. You are taking over entire businesses. You are becoming the brand in your field.
Amen.
Next verse. 19. Okay, this is the end, right? Is this the last? Thank you, Father. Now, I'll round up with this. What are the breakthrough strategies? What are the kingdom strategies for supernatural breaking forth? Who is ready to hear the strategies? How do I operate in this breakthrough anointing? How do I break forth? Kingdom strategies for supernatural breaking forth. Number one, the power of light. Through the power of light, the light of revelation knowledge, the faith you need to break forth, the faith you need to plug into the pool of the breakthrough anointing is sponsored by the light of revelation knowledge. The light of revelation, the power of light. Isaiah 60 verse 1. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." You arise, you shine, you arise, you break forth on the strength of light. Am I communicating? The light of revelation empowers you to break forth. Mashatabaya. There is a light of revelation you will see. You will exit your current level into a new level. You break forth. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. It says, though darkness, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. The darkness of poverty, the darkness of economic recession, the darkness of sickness, disease, the darkness of failure, defeat, the darkness of death, danger, destruction. It doesn't matter the darkness on earth. There is something, there is a strategy for us to break forth. Am I communicating? But it is on the strength of light. The cheapest way to dispel darkness is to introduce light. Say, the light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. Cannot overpower it. You don't cause the darkness. You introduce light. And the darkness will be dispelled. Will be dissipated. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Aya. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. Then give me verse 8. He said, who are these that fly? Aya, ya, 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 ya. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? In other words, the light you contacted in verse 1 empowers you for your flight into your next level. Am I communicating? Light sponsors flight. Light sponsors flight. Nothing changes the seasons of your life like light. Give me Genesis 1 verse 14. When God made... And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. It is light that differentiates between darkness, that's day. Sorry, between day and night. Am I communicating? You know, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What's the difference between night and morning? Somebody say light. So you may be in a morning season. The moment light comes, that morning season ends. And then joy. Am I communicating? Light changes the seasons of your life. It empowers you for your flight. You break forth on the strength of light. He said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons. Can you see that? For seasons and for days and for years. You will remain in the same spot until some lights are granted you. You know, David said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Are you getting me? My prayer for you is that as you meditate on God's word, as you listen to God's word, as you spend time in fellowship with the Holy Spirit in prayer, may God open your eyes to revelations. May the spirit of wisdom and revelation, let that spirit be rained upon you in this season. Because you need light to break forth. There is a light you see, you will walk out of sickness. Am I communicating? There is a light you see that even your genotype will change from SS to AA or from AS to SS on the strength of light. You walk out of some sickness even without prayer. Am I communicating? On the strength of light. There is a light you see that you will walk out of poverty and wave poverty bye-bye. Poverty will wave you back bye-bye. And that's the end. There is a light you see. You break forth into the million flow like water. The thing will be flowing like water. Magatosa. Not seasonal flow. Continuous flow of money, of miracles. There is a light you see that you will break forth into the billion flow. Somebody say light. Light. On the strength of light. We are looking at kingdom strategies for supernatural breaking forth. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. He started by saying, we have not followed cunningly devised fables in the earlier verses. Then in verse 19, he said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Talking about the word of God. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Tell your neighbor, take heed to the word of God, because it is a more sure word of prophecy. The Bible is a prophetic book. Am I communicating? It says, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise where? In your heart. As you begin to meditate on the word, as you study the word, you read, you study, you meditate. He said, take heed as unto a light. The word of God is called light. David said, thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Am I communicating? The entrance of thy word, it giveth light. And it giveth what? Understanding unto the simple. I prophesy, receive a fresh impartation of the spirit of understanding, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation. Let it be poured forth afresh upon you in the name of Jesus. As you study your Bible, you will begin to see revelations. Your eyes are anointed with eye salves to see. Revelations and vision. Vision is a function of light. Vision and pictures are a function of light. Jerome is taking picture now. Can he do this without light? Impossible. He can't snap pictures without light. Am I communicating? Vision, the reason why you can see is because of light. Balakataya. Lebrekete. And light is a fuel for faith. The light of revelation is a fuel for faith. Say, so then faith cometh by hearing. Romans 10:17. And hearing by the word of God. If you read the Faith Hall of Fame that chronicle those faith heroes and their exploits in Hebrews 11:1-40, you will realize that they did all those exploits by faith. and the faith was fueled by light, the light of revelation. They were able to break forth by faith into all those inheritance, did all those exploits, explosive exploits. Am I communicating? On the strength of light. Malaka Sata. In Genesis 30, you will see how Jacob suffered in the land, in the hand of Laban. Genesis 30, 37 to 43. He suffered in the hand of Laban. Laban exchanged his wages 10 times until they struck a bargain. Laban then told him that, okay, let's have let's do a deal. Let's cut a deal. He said, all the cattle that are without spot, that are not ring-straked, all of that, without any of those things, he said, they shall be what? Eh? They shall be whose own? Talk to me now. Eh? They shall be whose own? All the one without spot, without anything, they will belong to Laban. But anyone that has any spot will be Jacob. And Laban was a wild man. He knew that most of them don't have spot. Almost all of them don't have spot. So he thought he had cheated. He had cheated who? Jacob. Not knowing that he was a covenant man. A carrier of the blessing of Abraham, carrying the parat's anointing. Am I communicating? Jacob had covenant sense. Look at what happened. Genesis 31. He was explaining how he took over the wealth of Laban when his Laban's sons were complaining. 10, verse 10. Genesis 31, 10. Look at what Jacob explained here. How he became very wealthy. How he took over Jacob's business. He said it, Laban's business. He said it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived. Watch this. That I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream. He had a divine encounter in a dream. Behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were what? Ring-streaked and speckled and gristled. Gristled. Next verse, verse 11. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. Verse 12. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams. Watch this. All the rams which leaped upon the cattle are what? Ring-streaked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. This was in an encounter in a dream. Oh, watch this, watch this. Jacob had a divine encounter in which God revealed to him in that vision the supernatural strategy to take over. Am I communicating? The supernatural strategy to break forth in business. He saw it in a visionary encounter, in a dream. What did he see? He was looking like this. And the angel said, lift up your eyes. He said, all the rams which leaped upon the cattle. Watch this. The cattle did not have any spot. Eh? But some rams came from the realm of the spirit in that dream. You need to understand what is happening here. Eh? These rams that leaped upon the cattle, it didn't belong to Laban. They came from the spirit realm in that dream. Are you seeing something here? Some of you don't understand yet. You have still not gotten it. The rams came from the realm of the spirit and leaped upon the cattle that Laban gave to who? Jacob. That belonged to Laban actually. He had not given Jacob. Because all the cattle that were without spot belonged to who? Laban. So, by spiritual technology, God brought rams from the realm of the spirit in that dream. He brought rams. Invisible rams. that were mating with the cattle. Somebody says spiritual genetic engineering. This is spiritual genetics now. You want cheat covenant man? I pity you. Oh yeah. God imported cattle from the realm of the spirit to mate with Laban's spotless cattle. And as a result, they gave birth to what? You now see how Jacob was able to take over. Because the children, all of them had spot. How can you explain it? Watch it. Two cattle without spot. Anywhere. They were not ring straight. They were not speckled. Nothing. They mated. And they gave birth to children that were what? Speckled, ring straight, grizzly. How can Laban explain it? Talk to me. But what he did not know was that there was a technology in the realm of the spirit. Hey, God showed Jacob that technology. That imported the angel of the Lord. He said, lift up your eyes. He said, I have imported rams from the spirit realm to mate with this cattle. And that is why they are giving birth to what? Ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled children. And that was it. Am I communicating? My prayer is that may God show you something. In your dream, as you pray, as you meditate on the word, may your eyes be open to visions and revelation that will explode your business, that will explode your finances, that will make you prosper in your family, that will make you prosper in your career, that will promote you and shift you to the next level. If you are that person, your amen will be the loudest. Number two, takeover strategy. Breakthrough strategy, I beg your pardon, is prayers with fasting. Acts chapter 16:25. Prayer with what? Fasting. Mashataba. They put Paul and Silas in maximum security, Philippian jail, and at midnight, instead of them complaining, instead of them grumbling, instead of them murmuring, instead of them getting offended at God, say, God, we came to preach, oh God, you were the one that sent us. Why did you allow this thing happen to us? They didn't do any of that. Look at what they did. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Notice the order. They first prayed before they what? Sang unto God praises. And the Philistine heard them. You know, some of us read that scripture. This is how we think. So they prayed for 20 minutes or 5 minutes. And then they now see, glory to you. Now switch to praise and worship. The way we do in church. Say, okay, opening prayer, 10 minutes. Then praise and worship from there. Continue 15 minutes. That was not what they did though. Nay, shall I tell you what they did? They first prayed until they prevailed in the spirit and got the note of victory. Now, the reason why they switched to singing praise was because they had already prevailed and gotten the note of victory. Because one of the signs that you have prevailed and gotten the note of victory is that songs will start welling up in your spirit. Am I communicating? The burden will be lifted, and then songs will be coming from your loins, bowels of the spirit. So they had prayed until they prevailed. We don't know how long they prayed, but they prayed until they prevailed. Whether it is 30 minutes or 3 hours, I don't know. Whether it is 7 hours, all we knew was that they prevailed in the spirit. And then they started singing as a sign of victory. They started singing songs of victory. So you learn to pray until you broker power to prevail. Palatizo balatai. You tarry in the place of prayer. You continually insist. Persistence with intensity until you break every barrier, until every burden is lifted, until you burst forth. You know, I taught you the battery rams of intercession. You continue to batter in the spirit until you break forth. Am I communicating? Shale kobakata. He said, I'm praying, nothing is happening. Add fasting. Fasting is a prayer facilitator. It's a prayer booster. Makatuze beletina. Am I communicating? Daniel prayed, no show. For 21 days, he added fasting. 21 days fasting. An answer showed forth. Kalido Bakata. It was his fasting that sent for angelic reinforcement. Michael was released because the prince of Persia had waylaid Angel Gabriel, who was bringing the answer. The delay was not from God answering his prayer. From day one, from the point he set his heart to seek God, God heard the prayer. God released the answer. But as Angel Gabriel was bringing the answer, the moment he got to the territory of the prince of Persia, he waylaid and then he detained him. But thank God he added fasting. I taught on PRTV radio on Friday, last Friday. I said one of the causes of unanswered prayer is what? When people don't receive answer to prayer. The last key I gave, go and listen to that message. I think it will soon be on our Telegram channel. When they share, listen to it. The last key I gave to unanswered prayer is demonic what? Interference. Demonic interference. Demonic interruptions, interceptions. You pray, you didn't see the answer. It's part of the causes. And how do you break it? Somebody say prayer. Boosted with fasting. Are you getting me? Say you are praying, nothing is happening. Boost them now. Tell your neighbor, boost them. Kaligo bogo do bagadaya. Look at John the Baptist. The Bible says, Luke 1:8, he was in the wilderness, waxing strong in the spirit. He lived a fasted life. The Bible says, John often fasted, and he taught his disciple too. Now watch this. By Matthew 3, verse 1. Give me Matthew 3, verse 1. When he finally began his public ministry. In those days, John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, next verse, and saying, repent yet, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, next verse. For this is, jump to verse 4. Okay. See, he even broke all the law of packaging and branding. Look at the cloth he was wearing. Raiment of camel's hair, leaden girdle about his loins. His meat was what? Locust and white honey. Verse 5. Then went out to him. Where was the venue of his crusade? Wilderness. People left the city. They bypassed the synagogue. Synagogue that they were practicing professional priesthood. Annas and Caiaphas were there. One appointed by the Jewish high priest system, the other one by the Romans. They were doing politics. You see, church politics, not be today. For the first time in history, they had two high priests, Annas and Caiaphas. God jumped all the people doing politics and went and anointed a man with breakthrough anointing in the wilderness. A man that broke all the law of branding and packaging. He was wearing camel's hair. Am I communicating? And he was baptizing people inside water. They say, do you know how smelling camel's hair is? They say the only thing that smells worse than camel's hair is camel's hair when it is wet. And John the Baptist was baptizing people. And here, multitude were coming. Kalido Balatia. He was abusing them. He was not preaching a seeker-friendly gospel. He looked at the Pharisee and all of that. He said, you brood of vipers. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He was abusing that they were still coming. He made altar call, they showed up. Ayagaba, the compelling power of the Spirit. He was a man of prayer and fasting. Very wild man. His own anointing was unrefined. Raw ororo. Uncivilized one. Am I communicating? He took over. He went, there went out to him, Jerusalem, all Judea, and all region round about. Cities were attending his meeting. Just like they are taking attendance. Say, hey, where are the people from the city of New York? He said, we there here. Where are the people from the city of Tokyo? We there here. Cities were attending his meeting. Look at it there. Jerusalem. Not just individuals. Cities. Jerusalem. Judea. All region roundabout. Kalito Bakatai. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? So, in that Acts 16 we read, Paul and Silas at midnight hour, when the battle was toughest, when things appears to have gone from bad to worse, when things appear to have gone from frying pan to fire, they didn't grumble, they didn't murmur, they didn't complain. Rather, they turned on the key of prayer and then completed it with singing. They prayed and they sang, and they sang praises unto God, and the Philistine heard them. Next verse. So they were not praying and singing under their voice. Next verse. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. Immediately, all the doors were open. Pakataya. Somebody say the Parat's anointing. The anointing for breakthrough was released through prayer, was activated through prayer, and all doors were opened. It broke open every prison door, and then everyone's bands were loosed. The chains, the bands they used to tie them, to catch them, the Bible said they were loosed. This is how to come out of captivity. This is how to break every chain they used to chain you, chain your progress, chain your success. Makatuze beletia, randekepo rakapata. It will break open every prison door. You learn to pray. Yesterday we had a great time. Oh, if you missed yesterday's festival of fire, you really missed. We crossed over into 2024. We have entered New Year. Some people are waiting for 31st night. Don't worry, you will do catch up. You will catch up with us later. We entered yesterday. Those who were around, they understood what I'm saying. Makataya, leke brodekepa, balatuze peletina. See, Satan is not powerful. Many Christians are making the devil look so powerful. Your problem is you don't pray. All this 5-10 minute prayer. Can you cook beans? No, let me even leave beans. Let's say rice. You want to cook rice. After every 5 minutes, you off the cooker. Whether gas, or even if you are using a kerosene stove. You boil the thing for 5 minutes, off it. Then, the following day, you come again. You on the thing for another 10 minutes, you off it. Will that ever cook the rice? Do you know that is how some of us handle some situation? You pray 5 minutes, you don't finish. You pray 10 minutes, you don't stop. If you continue like that, you will never be able to handle this. Some situation require not just quality prayer, not just quality time, but quantity time. Concentrated prayer, like conch acid. H2SO4, concentrated. Am I communicating? Chemistry student. My wife is a chemist celebrator. She has master, so but she's planning to go for PhD. She might become a professor and leave me. Me, I will become professor in phyology. Am I communicating? Glory to God. Somebody say concentrated prayer. Liketeketeke balakatai. Ekondo afrakatana. Lagondo afrakatila. See, you start speaking tongues with alphabet of fire. You akila pate. You know, there are some tongues that some of you, when you are speaking, even demons will give you coke. They will buy you suya. Suya mana 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 mana. If you want chop suya, tell us. Am I communicating? Prayer is a skill, you better learn it. Am I communicating? Ketobo labagadaya. Am I co- ah, when I have serious matter to handle, the thing they excite me. You see, when you know how to use prayer to handle matter, you won't be afraid of problem. You won't be afraid of problem. Likotebaya. Makatuze beletia. Glory to God. Some ladies, you are looking for who to marry. The only one that is in your head is to look for a man where you get money. You don't even care his spiritual life, whether he's a spiritual person. You don't care about his spirituality. Eh? By the time you marry him and spiritual battles start in the marriage, how will you do now? The man that is supposed to be the priest of the home. Eh? Is he wall gecko? He jacking wife. Say, sweetheart, I then pray. I have a co-pastor, my friend. Co-pastor, Neku. Co-papa. Blood of Jesus. A comedian said they have finished the blood. Now, blood of God. You understand? When will you learn how to pray? Eh? Is it when you have married? Am I communicating? A man married a woman. He didn't know he married Mami Water. Fine woman. Then, on the honeymoon night, when he was supposed to start practicing, they have given him license in church. Then they were on the bed. He now touched her. He just heard the voice of a demon. She belonged to me. A guy, he flew. You know this Mario, all this kind of cartoon. The way he flew out of the bed, he took off, opened up. Yeah, now pastor house did they go? As I said, ah, what happened? You should be with your wife by this time of the night, pastor. I don't do again. Am I communicating? See. You cannot oppress a praying person. Prayer and demonic oppression, they are diametrically opposed. They are mutually exclusive. Prayer fire makes you inoppressible. All this one you say you slept, they press your neck today, they strangle you tomorrow. Increase your prayer fire. All those demons, they will check out. Am I communicating? No matter how mad a fly is, the fly has intelligence to avoid a hot stove. Have you ever seen any fly jumping into hot fire? Am I communicating? Even mad people, when they see trailer coming, they want to cross road, they see trailer coming, mad people, they have enough sense to run away. No matter how mad a devil is, there is a level of prayer firepower they will clear off. Am I communicating? Are you learning something? Prayerlessness is the breeding ground for demonic oppression. We talked about Acts chapter 12 verse 5 to 11 earlier, how Peter was kept in prison and then the church interceded for him without ceasing. And that intercession led to the release of angel of deliverance that brought Peter out. He was able to break forth out of the prison through that intercession. Then 2 Samuel 5:17 to 20, you see how David, when the Philistine confronted him in a battle, how he prayed and inquired of the Lord. You see the key of prayer there. And then the Lord of the break arose for him. He says, the Lord has broken forth upon my enemies like the breach of many waters. And God gave him the victory because he prayed and inquired of the Lord. Am I communicating? in the place of prayer, the Holy Spirit downloads to you the kingdom takeover strategy. He gives you the strategy to break forth in every area of life. You receive divine download. You receive the wisdom of God. Am I communicating? The wisdom you need, even the light and revelation you need to break forth, can be received in the place of prayer. When you pray and fast, in Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 12, he says, "Is this not the kind of fast I have chosen?" And one of the things he said is that your light, he said, then when you pray and fast the right way, then your light will break out of obscurity and the glory of God will be your rear guard. Am I communicating? Very powerful. In Luke 4:1-2, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness after he was baptized by John, and then the Bible says he was led to be tempted of the devil. But before the temptation, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then in verse 14, Luke 4:14, when Jesus was returning, the Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and the fame of him spread abroad. He broke forth, contacted the break forth anointing. And then in verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. Am I communicating? In 2 Chronicles 20, you will see how King Jehoshaphat was confronted with a naturally impossible battle. There was no military strategy to win that battle. Three nations ganged up against him: the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and Monsea. How is he going to win that battle? But thank God he knew what to do. The Bible says he proclaimed a fast to seek the Lord. He engaged the weapon of prayer and fasting. And while he prayed and fasted, the spirit of prophecy came upon one of the Levites. Am I communicating? And then he started prophesying and then gave a word of wisdom, gave the strategy for them to conquer their enemies. And what did he tell them? He said, set forth singers. Am I communicating? So the strategy to employ will be downloaded to you in the place of prayer. Glory to God. Very important. Then the next key for supernatural breaking forth, the next strategy, is related to the first one. Singing in joyful praise. Singing in what? Joyful praise. Singing prophetic songs of praise, songs of thanksgiving, songs of victory, songs of deliverance, songs of breakthroughs. Can you shout amen? You see it again in that Acts 16:25. Paul and Silas at midnight in the Philippian jail, the Bible says they started with prayer. They prayed until they broke out power to prevail, and then they got the note of victory, and as a proof that they have prevailed, they started singing songs of praise. Am I communicating? They sang and the prisoners heard them, and the Lord of the break descended in the prison, and every door was open. Their bands were loose. Am I communicating? In that Isaiah 54 verse 1 that we read, Isaiah 54 1 to 3, look at it. It says, sing, O barren, aya, ketobaya, labata, sing, O barren. It says, that thou that did not bear, break forth into singing. Am I communicating? Singing will activate the anointing to break forth. It's a prime activator, a prime activator of the breakthrough anointing. Singing songs of praise. Am I communicating? It says, break forth into singing, cry aloud. That barren there is beyond physical, biological barrenness. That barren literally means lack of result. You don't have result in any area of your life. Don't complain. It says, break forth into singing. Am I communicating? Because by singing, you connect with the anointing for breaking forth, and it will bring forth excess result for you. Cry aloud, that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2. He said, enlarge the place of thy tent, let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation, spear not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stake. Verse 3, he says, for thou shalt break forth. What activated this anointing to break forth? It started by saying, sing, O barren. Break forth into singing. The toughest battles, they bow to praise. Am I communicating? They bow to praise. How did King Hezekiah, that was given a death sentence, a prophecy of doom by Major One, Prophet Isaiah, how was he able to overturn that death sentence? He started with prayer. But if you read Isaiah 38, give me verse 18. It's a similar principle Paul and Silas applied. He started with prayer. He prayed until he prevailed and got the note of victory, and then switched to singing. He switched to praising God. Am I communicating? Look at it. He said, for the grave cannot praise thee. This is Hezekiah writing, speaking. The grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. He said, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Next verse. He said, the living shall praise thee as I do this day. So he started with prayer. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall and then he prayed and wept. Now, he prayed, broke out power to prevail, got the note of victory, and as a sign that he has gotten the victory, he started singing praise. And that's what he wrote here. He said, the living shall praise thee, as I do this day. He said, the father to the children shall make known thy truth. Verse 20. Look at verse 20. He said, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instrument all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Can you shout amen? Amen. Praisers don't die young. Premature death can be overturned when you are a praiser. You learn to sing. Am I communicating? Don't complain. Don't murmur. Sing unto the Lord. Can you give the Lord a shout of praise? Joyful praise. That was a strategy in 2 Chronicles 20:21. That was a strategy God gave them for victory. When those three nations, the children of Ammon, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir ganged up against Judah, look at what happened. He said, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers, just like God had instructed, unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. 22. He said, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord of the break, Baal Perazim, am I communicating? The breaker himself arose. The Lord of the break arose and set what? Ambushment against the children of Ammon, against Moab, against Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Aya. Their enemies were decimated and they got the victory. Mashaleboko sekete. Brakataya. Leporakata. The next kingdom strategy for supernatural breaking forth is what I call sacrificial giving, in bracket, generosity. The key of generosity, sacrificial giving. Sacrifice is a captivity turner. Psalm 126, 1 to 6. Sacrifice is a captivity turner. When you give to God sacrificially, when you lay a sacrifice on the altar, the power to turn around every captivity is unleashed. Am I communicating? Sacrifice is a level changer. It's a story changer. Baliko Brakatai. It was during famine in Genesis 26 verse 12 that we saw how Isaac, during famine, that people eat their seed to survive. Isaac sold. He was instructed to stay, and then he sold. Genesis 26 12. And Isaac sold in that land. He made the sacrifice. Instead of eating his seed, he sold it. And received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Next verse. And the man waxed great. He went forward. He grew until he became very great. Give me this in New King James. I like the way New King James Version put it. He said he became prosperous. He went on prospering until he became very prosperous. The man began to prosper. Prophesy this scripture to yourself. Say, in the name of Jesus, in this season, by the breakthrough anointing that I activate through my giving and sacrifice, I decree and declare that I begin to prosper. I continue prospering until I become very prosperous. Next verse. For he had possessions of flock, possessions of herd, great number of servants. So the Philistine envied him. He broke forth into enviable dimension of prosperity and success by his giving and sacrifice. Am I communicating? He said, when the Lord turned again, Psalm 126, the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our heart with singing. Then noise day among the 18. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Then look at verse 3, verse 4. Turn again. You see, God turned their captivity before. They didn't know how it happened. Look at the principle. He said, turn again, O Lord, our captivity, as the streams in the south. Look at how God turned their captivity. How? They that sow in tears, sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Not just casual giving, sacrificial giving. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You can turn around your financial captivity by your sacrificial giving. You can turn around sickness captivity, health captivity by your sacrificial giving. You can turn around every form of captivity in your life, in your family, in your business, career and job by your sacrificial giving. You connect to the breakthrough anointing. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Next verse. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, because it's a sacrifice, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. That is his harvest. Am I communicating? Mega harvest. Psalm 50 verse 5. He said, gather unto me the saints, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. By your sacrifice, you can cut a personal covenant with God. Apart from old and new covenant too, by your sacrifice, you can cut a covenant with God. Am I communicating? There are some people God have vowed that when it comes to some this area and that area, this person can never lack. This person will always have this kind of result. Why? Their sacrifice, their personal covenant was cut by sacrifice. Am I communicating? It was after God tested Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, and Abraham in his mind had already slaughtered Isaac on Mount Moriah. And then God then spoke to him in Genesis 22, 1 to 18. It's a long reading. If you read 17, he said, because you have done this, God said, I swear, in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. Because you have obeyed my voice. You didn't withhold your only son from me. Therefore, there is nothing I cannot give you. When you come to that realm that there is nothing you cannot give God, then God too will vow that there is nothing he cannot give to you. Am I communicating? Sacrifice is a level changer. It's a captivity turner. So, take your covenant practice seriously. Especially this period that there is economic recession. You know, some people are making a huge mistake. Christians. Some have stopped tithing. Some have stopped giving. While some have reduced their giving. Sir, even God knows it. Economy hard. Listen. We belong to a different economy. And there are principles in our economy. I think I taught this during Kingdom Finance and even our metamorphosis, Kingdom Economics. The Kingdom Economic System is based on the Blessing Covenant. And how do you activate the Blessing Covenant? It's by covenant practice. You have to practice the principles. Am I communicating? Kingdom Financial Prosperity Principles. Tithing. You have to do it consistently and faithfully. Not that you tithe. You know, some people, anytime they hear message on tithing, they will tithe for the next 1 or 2 months. Then they will go back to square one and stop tithing. May you receive grace for consistent tithing. Receive grace to be a faithful tither. Receive grace to be a faithful giver. All categories of giving. Worship offering. Worship is incomplete without giving God an offering. That's God's strategy to protect you from worshiping money. God say, oh yeah, use that money to worship me so that you will not love money and start worshiping it. Am I communicating? Then you talk of kingdom promotion giving. Giving towards kingdom projects. Giving towards your partnership with the gospel. Hallelujah. Then you talk of giving to the anointed. Prophet offering. You talk about giving to your parents. Spiritual parents, biological parents. Am I communicating? These are all dimensions of giving. You talk about sacrificial giving. You talk about giving to the poor and needy, welfare. You talk about responsibility giving for those that are married. Giving to your family to cater for your family need. Giving to your wife. Am I communicating? All these categories, very important. Then the next kingdom strategy for supernatural breaking forth is obedience to divine instructions. Obedience to divine instruction, the voice and leading of the Holy Spirit. That's following divine guidance and direction. I take it again. Obedience to divine instructions, voice and leading of the Holy Spirit. Following divine instructions. John chapter 2 verse 5. Jesus said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. They were in a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Wine got finished. The servant came to Mary. Mary said, go to Jesus. Jesus said, my time has not yet come. They went back to Mary. Mary told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. That is the trigger for the miraculous. That is the key. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And he then said, fill the water pot with water. They obeyed. He now said, draw the water that you have filled in the pot and take it to the governor of the feast. And on the road of obedience, water turned into wine. Am I communicating? Obedience. God told in Genesis 22:15, God told Abraham, because you obeyed my voice, in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying I will multiply you. Your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. Am I communicating? Obedience. Obedience can be costly, but the end result, the result is priceless. Genesis 26:1-5. You see the story of Isaac during famine. Isaac wanted to japa. He wanted to go down to Egypt. He wanted to japa to Egypt. God said, don't japa. Don't go down. And what was the instruction God gave him? He said, remain in the land. Sojourn in the land of the Philistine, in Gerar. And then God later said, you should sow. And a man with covenant sense obeyed God. He sowed. And the Bible said, he became an enviable success. His prosperity became the talk of the whole nation. Became very great. Obedience. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and all their years in what? In pleasure. Obedience. Isaiah 1:19. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat what? The good of the land. The best of the land. Give me Isaiah 48:17. Isaiah 48:17. It says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shouldest go. Next verse. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandment. Thy peace will have been as a river, and thy righteousness as a wave of the sea. Jump to verse 21. He said, they tested not when he led them. Verse 21. They tested not. See, when you follow the leading of the Spirit, you will not lack. They tested not when he led them. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He's the one leading me, guiding me. He says, they tested not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also. The waters gushed out. Hallelujah. You break forth into abundance as you follow the leading of the Spirit. In Isaiah 30 verse 21, he said, your ear will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah 30:21. Thy ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye shall turn to the right and when ye shall turn to the left. I prophesy, may your ears be open to hear God's voice. Receive grace to hear and understand God's voice. May your eyes be open to see God, the visions of God. I release upon you the spirit of seeing and knowing. In the name of Jesus, your eyes are anointed with eye salves, and your ears are anointed to hear. I bless you with a hearing ear. I bless you with a seeing eye. I bless you with a wise and understanding heart. Give me verse 30. That same Isaiah, verse 30. 30:30. Hallelujah. Kubaraka bataya. Bresko tekida. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall shield the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstone. And look at the result. When the voice of God is heard, verse 31, he said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, we smote with a rod. The voice of God will always guarantee victory. When you hear God and obey his voice, your victory is guaranteed in every battle. Then the last key I will give is prophetic impartation. Prophetic impartation. Kingdom strategies for supernatural breaking forth. Number what now? Six. Prophetic impartation of the anointing of blessings. 2 Chronicles 20:20. He said, believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall ye prosper. The Hebrew word prosper is salach. One of the meaning is to break out. To break out. To advance. To go forward. Palakido barakataya. To be successful. To make progress. Am I communicating? This is how to break out to Palatiza. Hosea 12:13. He said, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved. Am I communicating? Ezra 5:2. Ezra 5:2. He said, then arose the prophets and they started prophesying. This was after the work of the temple, the building of the temple ceased for almost 2-3 decades. Then rose up. Okay, give me verse 1. Verse 1. From verse 1. He said, then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Verse 2. As a result of their prophecy, then rose up Zerubbabel, that's the governor, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Josadak, and began to build. You see, destiny helpers arose, including governor, in response to prophetic words. And began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. How were the prophets helping them? Is it by mixing concrete and this is cement? They were helping them through their prophetic word, through their prophesying. They were giving them what we call prophetic helping hands. You remember that message? Don't build without prophetic helping hands. Ezra 6:14. He said, "The elders of the Jews builded and prospered." The elders of the Jews builded and they prospered. How? Through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet, Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it. According to the commandment of God, according to the commandment of Cyrus, Darius, Artaxerxes, king of Persia. In 2 Kings 7, verse 1 and 2, you will see the story of how in the midst of a biting famine in Samaria, that women were even eating each other's children, that the prophet decided to rise up, prophet Elisha. He then decided to release a prophetic word. Look at what he said. Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." And in verse 18, that prophecy came to pass. There was excess. There was abundance. Am I communicating? In the midst of famine, you can see, there's what we call prophetic bailout. Prophetic words can bail you out of famine and recession. Rise to your feet. Kabala suteke balataya. Liko freketila barakunde keletina brakatai. Lekondo feletiza banta kapa la kondroboko sekida. Ligi borakatai la brande kepa. Manda palatizo breketea. Levira kunde kepalatai. Can you lift up your voice? Can you lift up your voice? Can you lift up? I showed you from scripture that one of the key to activate this breakthrough anointing is prayers. Now I want you to lift up your voice in a few minutes. I want you to pray violently because you are breaking into a new season. Some barriers must be broken now. Some oppositions must be broken. There are some doors that God is about to break in pieces. There are some iron gates that are about to be broken open. Can you lift up your voice? Say, Father! Say with me, Father! In the name of Jesus, by this anointing to break forth, let every closed door, every closed gate, let them break open. I command them to be broken to pieces. Every barrier, every limitation, every ashilagabatai, restriction, resistances to my progress, to my prosperity, I command them to be broken to pieces by the impartation of this breakfast anointing. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. Shagabalagabalagadagabrakatai. Elikobarakatai. I'm breaking out of the old into the new. Shatakebolagabakatai. I connect with this paras anointing. Leborasa palatea. Shelebo konde kebalagadai. Elebronde kebalatai. Shatatata kebalakata. I am breaking out of smallness into greatness. I am breaking out of my present level into my next level. By this anointing, my light is breaking forth out of obscurity. I am breaking out of every tight place, every tight corner, into a large place, into my high place, into my wealthy place. I'm stepping into my robot. I'm entering my revival. Shalagindo kabarakatai. Barriers are broken.
Every barrier is breaking. Every limitation is lifted. Every prison is broken. I am breaking forth on every side. I am breaking forth in my finances. I am breaking forth in my health. I am breaking forth in my business, in my career, in my academics. The anointing for supernatural breaking forth is resting upon me. Kabaleketai. Every chain is broken. Every yoke is broken. The yoke of financial hardship is breaking. The yoke of sickness and disease is broken. Shagabalegodasa. The yoke of lack, scarcity is broken. The yoke of poverty is broken. Mandegebalabalagadai. Rondo bokosebelete. Bataka bakataka batai. Shadadadabaladai. Who art thou, O mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become plain. This anointing, the break forth anointing, is breaking every chain, is breaking every shackle, is breaking every prison, is melting every mountain, it is leveling every mountain. Every mountain is becoming a plain. The mountain of debt is melting. The mountain of sickness is giving way forcefully. The mountain of poverty, lack and scarcity is leveled. Shagabalege brekete. La ba 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 bos. Manda kabala gabada. Rondo boko brekete. By this anointing, we bury opposition. By this break forth anointing, mountains are leveled. Valleys are becoming plain. Kabaleya baba baba barakatai. We break barriers. We break down barriers. Katalebaya. No more limits. We take away every limitation. Mandelebose bilakabatai. Rondeke baba baba rabalata. Kabalata kabalatai. Rondeke bakatai. The grace and anointing to break forth into our supernatural harvest is being released upon us. The grace and anointing for supernatural overflow. Shelebabababada. The anointing for abundance. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The anointing to break out of scarcity into surplus. To break out. Kabali alabatai. Into abundance. To break out. Shalayayayabalakat. To conquer millions. To conquer billions. Shataka baleke bokata. Bataka balata. The anointing to break financial limitations. Irobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob It shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck. and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing. Every yoke is being destroyed now. Financial yoke, be destroyed now. Burdens, be lifted now. Family burdens, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of oppression, the yoke of addiction, they are being destroyed now. Financial limitations are broken. Chains are broken. Chains of oppression, they are broken. Chains of limitations, family limitations, ancestral limitations, they have been broken now. The yoke of debt, the yoke of financial hardship, it is being broken now. Balayaga balatai. The yoke of smallness, the spell of smallness, is being broken now. Shagabaleke balatai, pandele bababababarobogodos, kapaka batai. I see men and women breaking into their wealthy place. I see men and women breaking into a new season. My horn as thou exalted like the horn of the unicorn. You have been anointed with fresh oil. You have been anointed with fresh oil. Is the anointing for breaking forth. The anointing for breaking forth. Malaya Bakatai. Command the release of the anointing for supernatural breakthrough. Take it now.
Bring them forward. Bring them for me.
Shataka balikaba. I'm seeing chains. Chains being broken. Barriers being broken. Makasode kila kapatai. Liabata. Ancestral limitations is being broken. Alaya balate, soba latiza. Somebody here, an anointing is coming upon you as I speak, such that where nobody has ever reached in your family, you are breaking forth into that realm. Help the person. Lia sapata. The realm, the dimension nobody has ever reached. You will be the first. You are breaking into that realm. Bring them forward. Ke balatuze lekida. Balatuze kete. Leketo kabakatia. I'm seeing chains breaking. Chains breaking. I'm seeing the light of heaven breaking chains. Impartations of light. Oppression are ending. Burdens are lifted. Ashata kabaya.
I'm about to pray now because the Lord told me he's breaking the yoke of financial hardship. The yoke of financial hardship. Financial limitations. God is breaking it permanently. Suddenly you become unlimited. You are breaking forth into abundance. By this anointing, you are breaking out of scarcity into surplus. Latinsko barakatai. Stretch forth your hands. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let every financial yoke in the name of Jesus be broken now.
command every financial limitation over your life, every financial barrier, let it break. I command it be broken now by this breakthrough anointing. Kapula kabakatana elekomba lakatai. Let the reign of abundance begin in your life. Let the reign of abundance begin in your family. I prophesy over your finances. Step into supernatural overflow.
He said, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I prophesy the anointing for overflow, the anointing for abundance. Enter into it now. Break forth into abundance. Break out of debt. I command every yoke of debt be broken. Every debt is cancelled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kilo bakasaya. Meleku sebile kido kapalatana. Prakatizo balatia. Stretch your hands. The anointing to conquer millions. The anointing to conquer billions. The anointing to step into the billion flow and the million flow. Shelekude kebalatia. I command it, let it be released now upon you. Sheleboko sebeletina. Randa bakuske breketea. You will lend to many nations. You will never borrow again. By this anointing, you command excess without stress. Your result will be clear for others to see. Your testimonies will come in series. Your testimony will be too numerous to share. It is done in Jesus' name. Come and celebrate. Rejoice in victory. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adlon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.